Well, good morning.
早安。
You know, as we come to the end of our chapel series today, I want to say a word of thanks to all of you.
今天当我们要结束这一系列的讲道之前，我再次谢谢大家。
For your attention these past 5 days.
谢谢你们在这五天里面很注意的聆听。
It's been a privilege to discuss the topic of discipleship with you.
感谢主有这个机会可以跟大家一起来思想有关于门徒栽培这一件事情。
I have no illusion, however, that we've exhausted the topic.
当然我们不可能把有关于门徒栽培这个课题完全的讲完。
But I do hope, though, that what we talked about these past 5 days will spark in you a deeper desire to explore for yourself what we've been saying.
但希望我们从这五天里面所听见的，能够激励我们自己再更深的去探讨有关于如何做耶稣的门徒。
That Christian discipleship is really best done through union with Christ.
再次来思想。做耶稣基督的门徒最有效的方式或者途径就是与基督联合。
So let's begin today.
这是这样开始。
There's nothing more tragic than to witness a growing disciple in Jesus Christ get sidetracked.
我想没有一件事情更加悲伤的，也就是一个很职诚做耶稣基督门徒的人，忽然间呢，他就走歪了。
Get sidetracked because of temptation.
他走偏了，可能是因为一些的诱惑。
A few years ago, in the church that I was pastoring, there was an incident.
在我几年前牧会的这个教会里面，有这样一件事情发生。
It had to do with a young man in our church who was a leader.
在我们的教会当中有一个年轻的弟兄，他也是一个教会的领袖。
We'll call him John.
我们就叫他约翰。
Everyone in the congregation looked up to this man.
每个人都很尊重这一位弟兄。
He was a true leader.
因为他实在是一个好的领袖。
He had all the qualities of a disciple.
他也可以说有做耶稣门徒所有的品格。
But tragically, one day, he had premarital sex with his girlfriend.
好像有一天呢，他就跟他的女朋友有婚前的性行为。
It had been going on secretly for some time.
并且呢，已经有一段时候秘密的还在进行。
When he was confronted, thankfully, he repented.
当教会质问他的时候，他也立刻认罪。
As a pastor, though, I wanted to get to the root cause of what happened to this man.
当然作为一个牧师，我很想知道这个根在哪里呢？
What could have caused him to do what he did?
也就是说，什么事情让他会这样做呢？
So I asked him why he did it.
所以我就问他，为什么你这样做呢？
He said he came from a broken home.
他说我是来自一个破碎的家庭。
His parents never showed love and affection.
在他的家庭里面，父母从来没有表示他们的爱。
And deep down, he had always been craving for this love and affection.
所以其实呢，在这么长的时间里面，在心中他一直所渴望的就是这种很深的亲情。
And so when his girlfriend came along in his life,
所以在他生命里面出现了这个女朋友。
He used her to fill his desire for love and affection.
所以呢，也可以说，就是借着他，还是利用他来满足他这个渴望爱的要求。
You know, while I'm very sympathetic to this man,
当然我们非常的同情他。
There was a question that kept coming back up into my mind.
在我的思想里面，有一个问题一直缠绕着我。
As a believer in Jesus Christ, this man has experienced the love of God.
作为一个基督徒，他已经有经历了耶稣基督的爱。
And has access to that love.
他也可以得到这个爱。
So why did he have to seek an illicit kind of love?
因此他为什么要从一个不正面的来得到这种爱呢？
So I asked him,But what about the love of God, John?
所以我就问他，那么神的爱又怎么样呢？
Wasn't that enough to satisfy your soul?
这不足够来满足你的内心的需要吗？
His answer stunned me.
他的答案让我惊奇。
He said, you know, I don't know what that means.
我不知道那是什么。
All I know intellectually about the love of God.
在我思想里面我知道关于神的爱的事情。
But I've never really experienced that love for myself.
但是呢，我没有真正自己亲身经历过神的爱。
So I was still looking for love and affection to fill my soul.
因此呢，我还是一直在寻找有什么可以满足我渴望爱的这个要求。
So this man actually was carrying on his discipleship without a deep sense of intimacy with Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以说这个人看起来好像是跟随主的门徒，但是呢他不知道也没有跟主有这个亲密的关系。
That day I learned a very important lesson in discipleship.
那天我学习有一样跟做门徒的很重要的功课。
And in discipleship training.
也就是如何栽培门徒。
Unless a man has truly experienced and continuously experienced the love of God in his heart, he will be weak in his discipleship.
一个人如果没有经历或者不持续的去经历主的爱，他在门徒训练这件事情上面一定会很弱的。
He will be easily become susceptible to temptations that come his way.
他会很容易的被诱惑所勾引。
So this morning, what I want us to do is to look at what Scripture has to say about this matter.
今天早上我们要再次借着神的话来看看有关于这一方面圣经怎么教导我们。
In our continuing look at Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul knew the importance of experiencing the love of God continuously in our discipleship.
保罗在以弗所书这封书信，昨天我们所看的这段经文的当中，我们看到保罗知道这个经历神的爱是何等重要的一个信息。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 to 19, the Apostle Paul prays for the Ephesian believers.
所以呢，在以弗所书三章十四节到19节，他就为这些以弗所的信徒来祷告。
That God would grant them intimacy with Him.
求神让他们跟神有这个非常亲密的关系。
And if you recall, we said that there are basically two petitions in this prayer that he prays on behalf of the Ephesian believers.
保罗在这个祷告中有两方面为这个以弗所的信徒来祈求。
The last time we met, we looked at the first item in his prayer.
昨天我们看到第一方面。
By way of review, this is what he prayed for.
我们温习一下，他第一方面为他们求的是
that Jesus Christ would dwell comfortably as Lord in their hearts through the strengthening of their inner man.
就是耶稣基督借着使他们内心的这个人能够刚强起来，能够内住在他们里面，好像自己住在自己的家一样。
But today, this morning, I want us to look at the second petition in his prayer.
今天早上我们要看这个祈求的另外一个层面。
So if you have your Bible, turn with me right now to Ephesians chapter 3.
请我们大家打开我们的圣经，以弗所书第三章第十四节开始。
Let me read, and then we'll have Elder Alan Lim read in Mandarin.
我们先看英文的圣经。
Paul writes this, For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
以弗所书第三章十四节，因此我在父的面前屈膝，也就是天上地上的各家都是从他得名的，求他 按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们内在的人能够刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Our focus this morning is going to be on verses 17 to 19.
今天早上我们所要注意的是17节以下的经文。
As we previously said, this is a very intelligent prayer on the part of the Apostle Paul.
保罗在这边发出一个很有智慧的一个祷告。
He prayed for both the end or the goal as well as the means for fulfilling that goal of, in his prayer.
保罗为他们祈求，不单单有一个目标，也告诉他们如何能够达到这个目标。
And if you're taking notes, essentially what we're going to do today is to first take a look at Paul's prayer or the goal, the end that he's praying for.
所以今天早上，如果你在有做笔记的话，我们首先还是要看保罗在这一方面他的这祈求的内容，他的这个终极目标是什么。
And then second of all, we'll look at the means that he prayed so that the goal might indeed be fulfilled.
而第二方面也同样是要用什么样的途径可以达到这个目标。
And then at the end, I'd like to give some practical ways of applying the truths found in this passage.
今天结束之前，我会再给大家一些实际的建议，我们如何来应用这一段的经文。
So let's take a look, first of all, at Paul's petition, in this prayer.
所以我们再次看保罗在这里为他们祈求的第二方面。
He prayed in verses 3 to 19 this, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
至终保罗为他们祷告，是要让上帝的一切所充满的充满他们。
This is ultimately the thrust of this second petition.
我们可以说这是第二祈求的第二层面的终极的目标。
Now that phrase that he prayed that they would be filled up to all the fullness of God is really a very interesting one.
这边讲到让神一切所充满的充满你们，是一个非常很有意思的一节的经文。
It seems to be a favorite of the Apostle Paul.
好像是保罗表达里面他常常使用的。
You see it in our present passage.
在这段经文出现。
But then you also see it in chapter 4, verse 19.
我们也在第四章第十九节也看到如此的表达。
And then later on in chapter 5, verse 18.
还有第五章十八节。
Where you have that famous passage.Where Paul commanded us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
也就是我们比较熟悉的，保罗命令我们要被圣灵充满。
But what does that mean?
所以这些是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be filled to the fullness of God?
所以这边说被一切所充满的充满是什么意思呢？
I'd like to suggest that it means that we be made complete.
我的建议，他的意思是说，好让我们能够达到完全的地步。
That we would be completely satisfied in our innermost being.
也就在我们内在的这个人能够完完全全的被满足。
So that it results in spiritual maturity.
这样呢，它就带来属灵的成熟。
You know, that imagery of being filled reminds me of something like this.
我会想到这样的一幅的图画。
Where you have an empty pitcher being filled with water.
我们有一个水罐被水所倒满。
So Paul is desiring that the lives of these believers may indeed be filled up by the very being of God himself.
保罗的祷告就是希望每一个信徒他们生命就像这个杯一样能够被神自己完全的充满。
But to pray this prayer, one would have to say that Paul presupposed that not everybody in the Ephesian church is always being filled in this manner.
当保罗这样说的时候，也就是说有一个潜设，并不是所有的以弗所的信徒他们已经被神完全的充满了。
So that's why there's a need for him to pray that thisfilling happens all the time.
所以他才需要祷告说，他们要不断的 被充满。
It then tells us that it is possible for a Christian to, at times, go without experiencing the fullness of God.
我们也同样可以这样说，也就是一个基督徒，他有可能还是继续做基督徒，但是他没有完全被神所充满。
It is possible that your life may at times be like this empty pitcher.
也许我们的生命有时候就像一个空的杯子一样。
It is not satisfied or it's not filled up to satisfaction.
它没有被充满，它没有满足。
You know, actually, when you think about it, this is the human condition, isn't it?
其实这就是我们人普遍的现象。
Human beings are constantly empty and incomplete.
所以人一直是有欠缺，需要再充满。
It is only as Christ comes into that person's life that that person may indeed be, may experience fullness and completeness.
要一直到耶稣基督内住这个个人的时候，他的生命才可以说已经满足了。
Short of that, nothing satisfies.
如果没有基督，没有任何一样的事情可以真正满足我们。
No matter how much money you make,
不管你有多少的金钱
，No matter how popular you are,
或者说你多怎么样被人家拥护爱戴
，No matter how much stuff you accumulate,
或者说你有多少的物质的东西积存
，You will remain dissatisfied in the very core of your being unless Christ fills you with Himself.
你生命真正的这个核心还是。空虚的还是没有满足的，一直到基督来充满你。
A few years ago, I'm sure all of you have read, that the king of pop, Michael Jackson, died.
很多年前，我们如果认识 Michael Jackson 这个歌星的话，他果然去世了。
If having fullness in life is really based on, material gain, this man would truly, can be said to be, a fulfilled man.
如果人的满足是依据着世界的这些东西的话 ，Michael Jackson 呢，应该是可以说是应该很满足的一个人。
Yet according to Uri Geller, his friend, the king of pop once described his life this way.
但是呢，他的这个很接近的这个朋友这样来形容他。
Uri said, Michael Jackson is a very lonely man.
Michael Jackson 是一个非常孤单的人。
I asked him some time ago, Michael, are you a lonely person?
所以我不久之前我问他 ,Michael, 你是不是很孤单呢?
It didn't take long for Michael Jackson to respond, yes, I am a very lonely person.
他立刻能够回答我实实在在是非常的孤单。
Friends, all of us need the fullness of God, Christians and non-Christians alike.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人，我们都需要基督来充满我们，无论你已经信主还是没有信主。
For at the very core of our being, we're all crying out for something significant.
因为在我们这个做人的这个核心的当中，我们都一直在呼吁有一个很有意义的事情。
For something greater to fill us.
有一样比我们自己更大的来满足我们。
And that something, of course, is God Himself.
当然，这个就是神本身。
And you know, that's exactly what Paul is praying for here.
其实这个就是保罗在这里为他们所做的祷告。
That we might be filled to the fullness of God Himself.
就是我们能够被神自己的这个充满来充满我们。
So that's the end or the goal or the petition of the Apostle Paul.
所以这个就是保罗他祷告的那个终极的焦点。
But the question, of course, is, well, how can that be accomplished?
但是我们如何才能够有这样的一个满足呢？
How can he be filled up to the fullness of God?
我们要怎么让神的完整来充满我们呢？
Well, Paul prayed also for the means by which this can happen.
保罗也为他们如何达到这个终点呢来祷告。
We see the means mentioned in verses 17 to 19.
17节19节告诉我们。
Notice Paul says this, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to the fullness of God.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
In order to be filled up to the fullness of God, the Apostle Paul says that you need to comprehend and to know the love of Christ.
我们要让神的这个饱满能够充满我们，我们必须要能够明白基督的爱。
Now, at first glance, you might think that to comprehend, in verse 18 is the same as to know the love of Christ in verse 19.
这边是七节所说的知道神的爱跟十九节所说的能够抓住神的爱好像一样的样子。
But I'd like to say that they're not quite exactly the same.
但是我想不是那么完全的相同。
See, in the Greek, the word for to comprehend there or to grasp is the word katalambano.
所以在希腊文的里面这个字呢来表达一个人真的能够抓住那个概念是用 katalambano 这个动词。
And it implies knowing something intellectually.
这边呢是讲到我们在我们的思想里面知道这件事情。
And that's why Paul said in verse 18 that he wants us to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, height, length, and depth of the love of Christ.
这也就是保罗在十八节里面所说的明白基督的爱的长阔高深。
He wants us to grasp, as it were, intellectually what that means to the extent that it's possible.
也就是我们能够去意识到，能够去认识，在我们的思想里面，我们可以明白耶稣基督的爱。
But to know in verse 19 comes from a different Greek word.
但十九节所说的知道这爱是另外一个动词。
It comes from the word gnosko.
也就是我们经常用的 gnosko 这个动词。
And it implies knowing something experientially.
这个词通常是讲到我们经历式的、经验式的知道。
That's why Paul said in verse 19 that he wants us to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge.
也就是这边所说的能够去经历知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
To fully appreciate the love of Christ, you must not only understand it intellectually, however important that is, but you must also know it experientially.
所以所谓真正能够体验主的爱不单单是我们的思想里面我们能够说得过去我们能够知道更是我们生命要真的去经历基督的爱。
You need both the intellectual as well as the experiential component.
其实这两方面都是需要的，你知识上的知道还有你经验上的认识。
So Paul is saying that to be filled up to the fullness of God,to become intimate with him, as it were, one needs to know the love of God both intellectually and experientially.
所以我们要有神的饱满来充满我们的话，如果我们要跟神有这个亲密的关系的话，我们要知道明白神的爱，也要能够去经验经历神的爱。
See, the love of Christ is a powerful thing.
基督的爱是非常有能力的一件事情。
The more you understand it and experience it, the more it draws you to Christ himself.
你越经历主的爱，他就越吸引你来到基督的面前。
The more it satisfies your soul.
他就会越满足你的内在的需要。
And enables you to follow Christ wholeheartedly.
也让你能够全心的来跟随基督。
And enable you to say no to temptation.
也可以让你可以对这些诱惑来说不。
For when your soul is satisfied, what needs you? These things that the devil tempts you with.
因此，如果你已经被主所充满了，你已经满足了这些撒旦所要引诱我们的事情，你就不需要了。
One can say that the love of Christ has a healing, building up ability or power.
我们可以说基督的爱可以医治也可以建立我们。
In D.A. Carson's commentary on Ephesians on this passage,
D.A. Carson 他对这个以弗所书也写了一个注释书。
He tells a story of his friend Perry and Sandy Downs.
他在里面有提到他的一对朋友，就是 Perry and Sandy.
Perry is a professor at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.
Perry 呢是三一神学院的一个教授。
And it's been the practice of the Downs to volunteer as foster parents to children who need a place to stay until they get adopted.
他们呢通常就是收养那些还没有人认养的一些孩子。
One day the agency brought them twin boys to care for.
有一次这个政府的机构就送来一对的双胞胎。
The first night these two boys were put to bed by in the Downs home, they did not make any noise at all in their room.
这对双胞胎来到他们家的第一个晚上，他们非常的安静。
Naturally, Perry was curious why these boys, you know, were so quiet. I mean, boys tend to be rowdy and raucous, but not these ones.
所以这对夫妇呢，他们很奇怪，这对男孩子为什么？好像不挑皮又很安静呢。
In fact, he noticed that they were crying in their pillows.
其实呢，他们是偷偷的在他们的枕头下哭了。
Worse, later, Perry found out that these two boys were actually abused by their parents in their former homes.
也就是后面他们发现这一对的男孩子，他们被自己的父母还有后面收养他们的人来侵犯了。
They were deemed to be irremediably damaged emotionally.
所以呢，可以说他们的这个头脑已经受到损坏。
And damaged both emotionally and intellectually.
包括他们的这个心灵也受到损害。
But thankfully, though, the twin boys continued to stay with the Downs in this nurturing Christian home.
但是呢，感谢主，他们继续在这对爱主的夫妇家里继续的成长。
And during that time, Perry and Sandy Downs showed these two boys the kind of love that they had never seen or experienced before.
这对的夫妇就把一种他们从来没有经历过的爱来给他们。
They showed them the love of Christ.
把基督的爱、神的爱来向他们彰显。
And you know, the amazing thing is that these two boys, after they got adopted, were deemed to be at least within the normal range of intellectual and emotional capacity.
因此呢，他们后面被人家正式领养的时候，他们也发现他们可以说是属于正常的孩子。
What happened?
什么事情发生呢？
I think it's safe to say that somehow love has healed these boys.
我想我们可以说爱医治了这一对的双胞胎。
Love somehow brought wholeness and fullness back to them.
我们也可以说爱呢使他们能够恢复那个饱满。
Love restored them back to good health.
爱也使他们后面成为健康的。
Now may I say that the condition of those two boys prior to coming to the Downs is very much the condition of every human being before coming to Christ.
我想这对双胞胎他们还没有来到这个家庭之前的情况也可以描述一个还没有认识主的人的情况。
Many of us have been battered and bruised by this cruel world.
我们很多人也被这个残酷的世界所打伤了。
We too have been deemed to be irremediably damaged both emotionally and intellectually.
我们有一个时候在我们的思想跟感情上也都是深深的受伤。
We're all in a state of looking for wholeness.
我们每个人呢都在一个境遇就是要希望能够完全。
And where can we find this wholeness then?
但是我们要怎么样能够痊愈呢？
According to the Apostle Paul, we find it as we come to know intellectually as well as experientially the love of God in Christ.
按照保罗在这边所说的，一直到我们在思想上和在我们的经验上都知道耶稣基督的爱。
See, as I look back at my friend John, that's precisely the problem he was in, isn't it?
刚才我们开始的时候所提到的这个朋友约翰，他就是在这样的一个情况下。
He wasn't tapping into that love, and therefore he's not completely whole just yet.
因为他没有那种 的爱，因此呢，他就没有那个完整性。
What a difference things could have been if he had continually fed upon the love of Christ.
如果他会持续的在基督的爱的上面来成长的话。
I really like what D. Martin Lloyd-Jones has to say about this.
马丁·洛伊·琼斯他有这样说。
The need to grow in our understanding and in our experience of the love of God.
我们有这个在思想和心灵里面需要认识耶稣的爱。
Lloyd-Jones says this, indeed, our chief defect as Christians is that we fail to realize Christ's love to us. How important it is that we should meditate upon this love and contemplate it. It is because we fail to do so that we tend to think at times that he has forgotten us or that he has left us.
实在是我们最主要的或者说我们一个作为一个基督徒最大的一个缺点，也就是我们不知道基督在我们身上的爱非常重要。我们需要去默想，要去默想基督的爱。如果我们没有这样做的话，很多时候我们才会去想到主已经忘记我了，主已经离开我了。
It is of course in that condition that we are susceptible to sin.
也是在我们如果落在这样的一个情况下，我们就很立刻很容易被罪恶所胜过。
It is in that condition that we are vulnerable to compromising our discipleship.
或者说在这样的情况下，我们会很容易来妥协我们做耶稣基督门徒的这件事情。
But that need not be.
但是不需要有这个事情发生。
Well, here's the principle we can learn so far as we look at the content of Paul's prayer.
当我们再次回到保罗祷告的内容的时候，我们可以这样说，有这样的一个原则。
If you want to possess the fullness of God,
如果你要有神的饱满,
then fill your mind and your heart with the love of Christ.
那你就需要在你的思想和你的心中都让基督的爱把它充满。
For the more you grow intellectually as well as emotionally in the love of Christ, the more you will experience that fullness.
如果你在思想跟你的经验上继续的来经历基督的爱，那么你就能够越经历神的充满。
And that fullness will energize you, in the way of discipleship.
这样的饱满呢，也能够给你有力量，能够更好做耶稣基督的门徒。
As we close today, I mentioned that I also will give you a few practical ways to do so.
像刚才我所提的，在我们结束之前，我想给大家一些实际的建议。
So let me give you three practical ways we can appropriate the love of Christ constantly in our lives, in the path of discipleship.
所以我要建议三方面，我们如何能够让基督的爱继续在我们的心中来发动。
The first way is this.
第一方面。
Preach the gospel constantly to yourself.
你要常常向你自己来宣讲福音。
The Puritans in England had this very popular phrase where they say, "Preach the gospel to yourself."
这个清教徒呢，他们有这种的口号，向你自己传福音。
Not only to non-believers,
不单单是向没有信主的人
but to yourself.
要向你自己传。
Why?
为什么?
Because it is when we preach the gospel to ourselves constantly that the freshness of God's love in Christ is maintained in our life.
如果我们常常在向自己来传福音的话呢，就会让基督的爱更加新鲜地存在我们的心中。
It is actually when we seem to progress out of the basics of the gospel that we put our run into trouble.
很多时候是我们好像已经走上所谓那个福音的开端之上的时候，我们常常就碰到问题了。
So slow down from your hurried and busy world here in the seminary or in the church.
所以呢，也许我们要放慢我们的角度，在这个非常繁忙的世界，包括这个神学院跟教会的当中。
Take the time to meditate on the love of God in Christ.
我们需要或者拨出时间来默想 基督的爱。
Name the different ways Christ has loved you.
啊，也可以从各个方面来思想耶稣怎么爱你。
And then offer once again in praise and adoration to Him, as an expression of your love.
然后我们可以回应，用我们的感恩跟赞美来回应神。
See, when you do that, I guarantee you, the love of Christ will come back to you fresh every time.
我可以向你保证，你常常向自己传福音，基督的爱一定会在你的生命里面，是常常是更新的。
Let me give you a second one.
第二方面。
Allow your minds to be stretched by reading good theological books on the love of Christ.
你应该来伸张你的这个思想，借着来阅读好的神学的书，是有关于基督的爱的。
See, the love of Christ is so deep and profound that no one moment of emotion can fully capture it.
我们可以说基督的爱是太深太深了，好像一个深的海洋一样，没有一个人能够完全的能够明白。
You need all the minds and the observations that others have gleaned from Scripture and have put down in writing to help you appreciate the depth of this love.
我想我们需要有更多的头脑放在一起，我们来默想基督爱，把他们写下来，我们去看看这些人他们怎么说教导，或者从圣经里面看出基督的爱。
So read about the depth of Christ's love for you.
我们要来阅读有关于耶稣爱我们的深度。
Read about justification by faith and how that relates to Christ's love for you.
我们要阅读有关于因信称义，这个跟基督的爱有什么关系。
Read about how Christ has loved you from before the foundation of the world.
你再一次来阅读有关于如何在创世之前，耶稣基督已经爱你了。
That's how, even though it's hard to comprehend and can even be controversial.
虽然很难想象，甚至于有些人有争论性。
You know, it's sad because in our society, we read all kinds of things, right?
在我们社会里面，我们阅读很多的东西。
We stretch our minds reading quantum physics.
所以呢，我们也阅读有关于物理的这些东西。
We read about microbiology.
或者我们也阅读有关于微生物这样的东西。
But when it comes to reading good, solid theological books, we somehow shy away from that, thinking, well, it's too difficult.
但是有些时候我们觉得这些神学的书太深了，就不想，就没有兴趣看。
I know in a seminary setting, you're being forced to do that.
在神学院里面，当然你们被逼要看。
But my encouragement to you is that once you're done here at BSOP, don't stop.
但是我的鼓励是，当你毕业之后，不要停止阅读。
Continue to plumb the depths of Christ's love and His work.
我们要继续的，能够在基督的这个爱的海里面要越挖越深。
For that is what generates your love for Him.
因为这样呢，能够帮在我们心中产生我们对他的爱。
Let me give you a third one.
第三方面的建议。
Have a genuine Christian fellowship with fellow believers.
我们也要跟其他的信徒有很真实的交通。
I want you to notice, actually, that when Paul prayed his prayer, he said something very interesting.
当我们再一次看到保罗这个祷告的时候，他有说一个很有意义的事情。
He said that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love.
这边讲到说，叫你能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的广阔高深。
In other words, to grasp and experience the love of Christ, it's not an individual endeavor alone.
换句话说，我们如果要去明白基督的爱，不是我们一个人能够做得到的。
This is done together with all the saints.
乃是说，要和其他的众圣徒一同来明白。
You need the body of Christ.
我们需要基督的身体。
You need the local church to experience this kind of love.
我们需要我们地方的教会，让我们能够真正来明白基督的爱。
So when you get together with fellow brothers and sisters in the church,
所以当你在教会里面跟其他的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，
don't just talk about sports or shopping.
Sports. 所以呢，不要只谈到啊这个运动啊娱乐啊。
Or talk about irrelevant things.
或者说，也许有一些其实不太跟我们生命相关的事情。
Talk about how the Lord has been good and faithful to you.
我们可以谈一些神怎么样对我们这么好。
Tell him what you are learning in his word.
我们也可以分享我们从圣经里面我们学习到什么功课。
And when each one in the body of Christ does that,
如果我们作为基督的身体的每一个分子，我们都这样分享的话，
it has the ability of creating synergy.
我们就联合起来，就有一种的所谓的能力。
A synergy of love within the the love of God in this group of believers.
也就是一种互相支持的能力，在基督的爱里。
Isn't that what true Christian fellowship should be?
这个不是我们基督徒应该有的团契吗？
No wonder Paul prayed the way he did.
我们保罗这样祷告，因此不是惊奇的事。
You know, as we come to the end of our message today.
今天早上我们结束的时候，
I can't help but think about my friend John.
我又是会想到我的朋友约翰。
But you know, I thought to myself, you don't have to come from a broken home.
我对我自己说，你不一定是从一个破裂的家庭出来的。
To get sidetracked in your discipleship.
或者说你不是从这个破裂家庭出来，还是有时候会走偏。
Anything can trip you up.
其实有很多东西都会让我们跌倒。
And often, the enemy of our soul would tempt us in those areas that we are most needy.
其实很多时候那个恶者是在我们最有需要的那个层面来引诱我们。
In the areas where we are lacking in love,
也就是我们最缺欠的那些的层面。
But part of your blessing, part of the inheritance you have as believers, is that God has given Himself to you.
但是呢，我们作为一个基督徒，我们的产业呢，就是我们神已经把自己给我们了。
And the Apostle Paul would say to you, fortify yourself with the love of Christ constantly.
所以保罗也会劝勉我们，我们要以基督的爱来建立我们自己，或者来装备我们自己。
So that your soul will always be full of God and His love.
让你的灵永远有神的爱，或者被神的爱所充满。
And when you have that condition or that state,
当你进入到这样的境界的时候，
then your discipleship will be truly rooted in Christ.
你的所谓做基督的门徒是真的扎根在基督的身上。
And it'll be a discipleship that is based on union with Christ.
你作为基督的门徒，也就是表示你是真的与基督联合。
May God bless this message to your heart.
但愿神让这些信息继续的来赐福给我们。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this time that we can come to talk about discipleship, Christian discipleship. And yet, Father, we know that there's so much more to be learned. These 5 days are not enough to truly plumb the depths of what it means to be a disciple and the resources you've given us.We pray, though, that your Spirit will take what was said so far and add to it, and that your Spirit would spark in the hearts of each one here to investigate on their own, the truths we've looked at. Lord, lead them to deeper and greater truths for themselves so that they might be built up and that your church may be built up through them. We commit to you each one here. May we truly aspire to the kind of discipleshipthat is not based on our own ability, but based on our union with Christ. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.